Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, also known as Hump Day in certain circles. Today is June 5th, and we're back on the air. No guests today. Actually, we haven't had guests all week, and we will not, unless somebody books the rest of the week. But next week is full every day. You know,
the week is damn near over. It's Wednesday.
I know, but it's just starting, so three more days, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I work the next 3 days too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. Keep you out of trouble.
Yeah. You've been getting into trouble.
Yeah. Depends how you look at it, right?
There's some guy that came into the restaurant a bunch of times, and he's an athlete. He's cute, whatever. And he gave me his number, so we've been texting, and he like made a rezzo for tonight when I'm working.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, can I spend your break with you? I'm like, what, so I can sit on your face? Like, what are we going to do on the break?
Yeah. That's a good idea. Did you tell him that?
Yeah, sure, if I can sit on your face for a half an hour.
Exactly. Then he wouldn't be able to refuse anything. You kidding me?
Oh, man.
I know.
I would never take an athlete seriously, but I'd definitely have sex with one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how it would work with someone that's like so much bigger than me.
Yeah. I know. It's funny that that you also can treat sex like guys do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, just let me fuck you. I like the way you look, you know?
But that's a lot of women are like that.
Really?
They just don't say it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I know. A lot of my girlfriends are like that.
Really?
Yeah. Like my girl is forever. Just if she sees someone she likes, she's like, okay, fuck it. And
yeah,
I'm going
right?
to fuck him. Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like everyone is at this point now where no one takes relationships seriously. So I feel like any relationship is probably going to start from sex anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And that's true what you're
saying.
Because
the more you have sex with someone, the more time you spend with them, and then you can figure out if you like each other.
Yeah.
No one is like doing the whole, hey, can I take you to dinner? Because most guys that ask to take you to dinner are expecting to fuck you afterwards anyway.
Anyway, right,
so
right.
Just fuck me first. I might not even want to sit through dinner with you.
Yeah, right? Wow. That's pretty anonymous, man. Pretty crazy.
Oh, man. I was like talking to my friend about it. She's like, you're like a whole new person. I'm like, yeah, because I just don't care.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, what am I going to do? Yeah. What am I going to do?
That's true. As long as you don't get disease, you're safe.
Oh, no, I always use condoms.
Just be careful.
But you can get an STD from oral, too, so that sucks.
Yeah, exactly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do, man? You're not going to give him a head with a condom on?
No, what the? I've always thought about that, too, because some people do that.
Really?
But I'm like, how do you? I would throw up, literally, immediately.
That's true, right?
Ugh.
Yeah, it doesn't feel very
good. It's like rubber.
Yeah. It is.
It's like basically swallowing a toy.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It's gross, man. But, you know, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I wish I could go back to those days, you know? It's just in my age group, it doesn't happen. At least I don't see it.
I just have like a really high sex drive. So,
yeah.
Like the last time I had sex was with the actor. And that was a month ago, and I'm damn near over the drought.
Yeah.
So.
What am I supposed to do? I haven't gone for months.
Yeah, it sucks.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it sucks. I mean, sometimes I really sit down and think about it. I'm like, this is not cool.
No.
It's not the life I want to be living.
But you know what? They say that everybody doesn't have as much sex as they would like.
No. I mean, I'm sure there's people that want to fuck every single day,
right.
5 times a day. It doesn't mean they're doing it.
Right. Exactly.
And
that's
some people
exactly
that are like fucking and they don't even like it.
Yeah.
So.
I know. How can you not? Well, unless it's with someone new that you don't know and it's not working out.
Right.
You know, if there's no connection or anything.
Right.
But I realize I don't have time for people to just string you along or anything. You know, it's just like either be straight with me, you know, because you were talking about relationships, you know, and how nobody really cares, you know. And that's what I'm finding, you know. Some people are like, Damn if we do, damn if you don't. It's like, fuck you. Don't waste my time. You know, I'm going to continue
right
looking for someone. Because, listen, is you know, it does make a difference when you're older how you look at life, you know?
Yeah.
And it's different, you know? I mean, even your sex drive goes down, you know?
Although, I feel like mine is getting higher.
Yeah, well, because you're not older.
But I'm older
30.
Than I was. Yeah, like, in my 20s, I could go... There was one period of time I went 2 years without being touched, not even kissed.
Yeah, yeah.
It was nothing for me.
No, I mean, the 30s are definitely the hot years for women, but...
Now I'm like, hello, hi, sir. Right. What's
but
up? Can I sit on your face?
30s is not old, okay? After you have kids and they reach 30, then talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I mean, it's not like I don't want to. I do all the time. But I can handle going without.
I mean, I can handle going without. I would rather not.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I'd rather find
why?
Someone
is that
I've...
For, does it make you feel less about yourself?
No, not at all. Because
so
I can literally
to...
fuck anybody I want.
Right.
I'm just picky.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I literally could fuck anybody I wanted.
That's
I could literally
true.
Look at a guy and be like, so, do you want to fuck?
Right, right.
And it would be so easy for me. And yeah. I hate to be sound conceited when I say that. It's just fucking factual.
No, it's true.
Yeah, but it's just true. For me, I'm very picky.
Yeah.
And there's certain guys, like the guy that's coming to the restaurant tonight, I saw him and I was like, yeah, I'd fuck him.
Right.
So I was like, why not?
Yeah. No, the women control the sex. There's no doubt, you know? I mean, the sex gets... Whether you have sex or not, the woman decides.
Yeah.
Whether you're going to, you know, I don't know, whatever. But the or when or how or
mm-hmm.
whether
mm-hmm.
you will in the first place
mm-hmm.
is up to the woman. Because the guy is just about open to it anytime. You know?
Yeah.
Anytime, anywhere, man. We'll stick it anywhere.
Yeah. That's you know? But that's what that's the scary part.
Yeah.
That's the hesitant part. That's why I'm like, ugh. Do I even want to give this to anybody at this point?
I know, man. I don't know how like hookers do it and stuff. Like how they can give hit to
probably
anybody.
Drugs.
Yeah.
They probably have to like do drugs or be on heavy alcohol to get through. I mean, I would
right.
have to.
Right? You
sometimes,
can't be straight and do that.
Sometimes when I'm having sex with someone new, I need to be a little under the influence. I get nervous.
Really?
Yeah. It's not that I'm not confident. I just get nervous because it's like somebody new.
Right.
In my bubble.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Very interesting because... you know, if you think about it, well, if you think about it, you think about it. I'm going to get out of it that way. But, no, also I'm going to start going to a therapist this week. Finally to deal with, my relationship with my kids mainly.
Are they going with you?
No. But I need to know how to...
You should probably go to family counseling.
Well, they don't really want to, you
well,
know?
Fuck
maybe
them.
We'll get,
make them do it.
Maybe make them do it?
Yeah.
I can't make them do anything. They're grown kids. What am I going to do?
I mean, I get it. Every family has, like, issues. Like, my dad just texted me for the first time
uh-huh.
since my birthday. I think he said something to me on my birthday. He tried to have a conversation yesterday. And it was very short. Like, we used to FaceTime all the time. It's
yeah.
different.
The first
now.
Time since your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, it was like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, my family don't hit me up like that. My mom never. I had to call my mom to remind her
yeah.
to say happy birthday to me.
Wow.
I FaceTimed her and she picked up. I go,
she didn't remember?
No, she did. They were all getting ready to go to Gabby's birthday dinner.
Yeah, but she didn't remember to call you?
No.
Wow.
And it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon here, which means it was 7 o'clock over there.
Right.
Like you had all fucking day to send me a text, like even just a text.
Right.
To say happy birthday. She didn't say shit. I had to call to remind her. Mom, you forgot to say happy birthday to me. She goes, well, the day's not over yet.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm like,
right.
Mom, it's damn near over. It's 4 o'clock.
Right. And you would have forgotten. So fuck it. You
yeah.
know? Or whatever. Yeah. She forgot to call you.
Yeah. Or in text. She forgot to text too. I'm like,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But everyone has their issues with their parents.
That's
I know my
true,
whole
right?
family needs to go to therapy.
Right.
Like the entire family. Like brother, Marcellus, Gabby.
But you know what? Every family is like that. If it makes you feel better.
No, I know.
Every family, they say every family is dysfunctional.
Everybody, yeah, every family has its, like at least one or two people that are fucked up that cause everybody else to be fucked
right.
up too.
And the reason I think that is because you don't get to choose your family. You know, with a friend, if you don't get along with them, you drop them.
Yeah, yeah.
But a family,
yeah.
so you put a mix of people
yeah.
that don't necessarily want to be together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or don't necessarily get along.
Or have their like different personalities. But if that personality was on an individual, you would never be friends with that person. Right. It's like, but that's my kid, or that's my dad, or that's my mom. I have to fucking deal with it. Or there's some people that parents or children are just so awful. Like, it's like, I'm done.
Yeah. Jeez.
Can you imagine getting to that point? It makes me thankful about how the level of fucked up my family is, because it's not that deep.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. When you compare your problems to somebody else, they're usually not as
bad. Yeah, yeah. It could always be worse.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
So.
No, but I'm, so I'll keep you posted as far as things that I can talk about, because it helps.
Yeah.
And some things, and I also need to figure out why do I feel I still need to smoke weed all the time.
I didn't smoke.
And you wanted it so bad.
Yeah, you know what it was is I went into doing the podcast last night in a stank mood. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I think it's like the camera guy was late. We started 10 minutes late, so the episode is only 33 minutes as opposed to like 55.
Right.
So I was already in a stank mood, and I planned on going home and smoking it. And then I came home, I went home, and I just like knocked. I was like, I'm over this day.
Yeah. But you see, for you, it's recreational. For me, it's all the time, and I need to figure out why.
Mm.
I don't know why, because I'm thinking.
I think it's a routine.
No, it is, you know. Plus, you'd be like, it relaxes me. I mean, for many years, it was my self-medication, you know.
Right.
Until I figured out what's wrong with me. I started getting meds, and I don't get depressed anymore. Right. I don't get as angry anymore. But
Right. But
it doesn't mean it's 100%, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
So for me to be patient and not to be so, like, in a rush all the time, especially on the road.
Right.
I need to calm down a little bit.
Well, also, I think it's like, I think people convince themselves of shit that they need to do on a regular basis to survive. Like, for instance, today I went to Starbucks. I'm trying to give up coffee. After this one, I'm like, okay, I'm done till July 5th.
Really?
Because I'm like trying to like get out of stuff that I believe in my mind that I need. Like, for instance, I was waiting for my coffee to be made, and there was some guy talking to a chick in there. He's like, yeah, I can't start my day without coming here first. Like, I think people just get into a routine of things. Like, I have to get this Starbucks latte before I go to work, or my day is just not going to go well. So maybe because you've been smoking for so long, you're like, I have to wake up.
Right.
I have to eat this cookie. I have to smoke this joint halfway through the day, because it's just what you've been doing.
Right.
And it's basically how you've been, quote unquote, surviving.
So it's a habit, you know, and an addiction. I won't deny that.
Yeah, I feel like coffee is an addiction.
Right.
The only times I'm like, I'm giving up coffee, and then I find myself at Starbucks. I'm like, why the fuck am I here?
Right.
And then I drink it, and it's like, I'm not even really enjoying it. I just felt like I needed to fucking get it.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, but weed is different from other things because it doesn't fuck up your life necessarily. Maybe younger people do, you know, they get lazy.
Right.
The whole fucking life is like, but not with me. I'm a functioning pothead, you know, so so I can do anything. So it doesn't affect my life adversely, except financially, you know. So, and it's also not healthy to smoke, but at any rate,
it's not bad to smoke either.
It is.
No, like
anything
it, marijuana helps with like killing cancer cells.
Yeah, but not the smoke itself. You know, I mean, it's just like to put smoke in your body.
Oh, it's
and
terrible.
I do that with cigarettes too. Which
I mean,
is a killer.
If you're gonna talk about any type of smoke going into your body, you need to talk about that, not marijuana. Right.
No,
You should rather have the marijuana than that.
Yeah, but I do feel the marijuana fucks up my lungs as much.
No.
Why you tell me no? I'm the one that's been smoking for so long. Yeah. I mean,
sometimes when I do take a hit of weed and it hits like the airwaves incorrectly, man, my throat is fucked for like a week.
Yeah,
like
right?
I just wake up with coughing. Like a sore throat, coughing.
Yeah,
I'm like, but the more you cough, the higher you get.
Yeah, I know. That's what people say, but I don't want to. I don't want to cough for crying out loud.
Last time I smoked was a month ago.
Wow.
Yeah, a month ago, right before I had sex, when I took a hit and I coughed for like 10 minutes. I was like probably the highest I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, right.
I was like, I'm fucked up. I am super high.
Well, I wish I could get that way, but I can't.
But I don't really do it often. So when I do, it's like, see ya.
That's what I mean, you know? If I cut down or stopped it for a couple weeks,
I'd
probably get those sensations again, but.
So then what's the point of smoking if you get none of that?
No, well, I don't have to get that high.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like I said, with me, I don't feel high. I just feel like in a good mood, sort of like More patient. Really, that's what I keep saying.
Right.
More patient. It also helps me with boredom sometimes.
Right.
If I feel lonely, it comes in handy, you know, because it keeps you thinking. Everything feels good. I mean, even I'm sure the sex you had that night was
awesome.
Excellent, right?
Yeah, and then sometimes I question, I go, I wonder if the sex would have felt as good if I wasn't high.
Probably not.
Yeah, like the guy that I dated who owned the weed business, I think every time I fucked him, we smoked a joint before because he just always had weed.
Right.
So I'm like, I wonder if sex with him without, yeah.
Right?
Like, I wonder if it would have sucked.
Yeah.
Because every single time, and I always told him I either want to smoke hybrid or indica if we're going to have sex.
Right.
If we're going out in public, I'll do sativa.
Right.
And when I did the indica, it almost felt like I took like half a little pill of Molly.
Yeah, yeah.
So sex was great.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, okay, would I really be into this guy that much if I didn't smoke this joint before?
Oh, does it matter, really?
Yeah, it doesn't matter at this point.
Exactly. Yeah, if it feels good, do it. What the hell, you know?
Fuck that
as
guy.
As long as you're not hurting anybody else.
I saw a video of him on somebody's Instagram story the other day. He doesn't look well. He looked like he gained weight.
Are you happy or sad? Because
I was actually
that?
Sad.
Yeah.
I wanted to hit him up and be like, are you healthy?
Yeah.
He just didn't look like he was. I'm not like an evil person. Like, yeah. I don't hold like grudges against motherfuckers. And I know he's fucked up. Like, he literally would look at me and be like, I'm the biggest piece of shit. So like, he has issues.
Yeah.
So I don't hold it against him that he just doesn't know how to handle a nice human being like me.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. But he has a very long life ahead of him. Of loneliness.
It's true. Well, sad. Let's not wish it on him, but you know, if you figured him out, he's probably gonna be like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know him better than I do, so yeah. I don't know.
And I tried like 1,000 times since we had a falling out to reach out to him and be like, hey, like, do you think we can have a conversation? Do you think we have friends? I would never fuck him again in my life.
Yeah.
Ever again. Once I'm at that point where like I would never touch you again, I would never touch you again.
Yeah.
But I cared about him. We laughed a lot. I thought he was a decent human being. I saw past all his bullshit.
Really?
So I've tried to reach out to him like 1,000 times. He just won't ever say anything. I'm like, all right.
Yeah,
I'm done.
You gotta move on. You get stuck on people that are not even worth it, you know?
I know.
They don't give a shit.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't. But I don't think they give a shit about themselves.
Probably. That's why it is. Because if you respect yourself, you can't not respect other people.
Yeah, yeah. You especially know, someone that you know cares enough to be reaching out to you like 6 months after you stop talking.
Right.
To ask you if you're healthy or okay.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
come
they
on.
They obviously care, you know? And then
something's not registering in the top of their minds for them to process that being an act of kindness.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, me, he probably takes me being like, hey, listen, are you healthy? Are you good? Can you just let me know if you're okay?
Right.
As me being a crazy psycho still in love with him. But it's like, no, that's literally just me making sure you're good.
Right.
But some people don't know how to process that type of, I don't know, behavior. So fuck it.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know, man. Relationships are funny that way, you know? But yeah, I definitely have a few things I need to work on. I mean, I used to go to therapist for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not many years, but here and there. And it always helped, you know. I think it helps when you talk to someone who doesn't have any bias, you know. They're just there to
listen
to you.
I don't know if I necessarily believe that therapists aren't biased. Because if you think about it, I think of it. I think people should go to therapy.
No, but they're not going to like not tell you something not to hurt you. Where a friend or family.
Oh, right. No, and I agree with that. But I'm just saying, I do believe everyone should go to therapy, especially if they need it. And I think everybody needs therapy, really, at the end of the day. Like, everybody.
Yeah.
Like, every single person on this planet could use a therapist.
Yeah, it just helps you look at things in a different way. You know, you realize your way of thinking is not the only way.
Right. But I sometimes believe, like, so if I was a therapist, which I always believe that I would be a great therapist.
Right.
I'm great at giving advice. I'm terrible at taking it.
Yeah.
But I would think if I was a therapist and I was listening to somebody's story, like say you came in and you were my patient and you were telling me a story, my advice that I'm giving to you is my biased advice.
Okay,
it's
right.
Advice that I would give, not necessarily the next therapist would give. So every therapist really is biased to their own opinion.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is you'd think that maybe they have a better intuition because they've done it so many times.
Possibly
and
so.
And went through training. that
I don't think you could train someone to be a fucking therapist.
Why?
Dude. I just don't think you need training to tell someone.
No, but they tell you different methods of how to treat it. Like, for example, do they take you back to your childhood to talk about that?
Right.
Some therapy is totally different. It's all about
behavior.
Can you
imagine needing therapy like that, though?
Yeah.
And there's some kids that are in therapists like that, and it's like, damn, your life is already at this point.
Right.
You need a therapist digging into your childhood. But then there's therapists that I watched this movie. And I know it's a movie.
Yeah.
But this therapist was like talking to this child, and she couldn't figure out what was wrong. Mm-hmm. But she kept drawing like a monster. Like
wow.
a monster,
yeah,
like
yeah.
on top of her. And it ended up being her dad molesting her.
Jeez.
And the therapist figured that out.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think in situations like that, therapy is like a good situation, you know?
Yeah.
Because kids don't really know how to say, hey, listen, my dad's molesting me.
Right.
You know?
You know, look, and even if it is just their opinion, like you're saying, the thing is that at least it gives you something else to think about. And you go, what? Wait a minute. Maybe she
I'm
is
doing
right.
this wrong, yeah.
yeah. Maybe she knows mm-hmm. what she's talking about.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And I picked a woman therapist because that's what I always had.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I don't know. With guys, it's always like...
you don't feel as comfortable opening
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'd rather have a guy therapist.
Yeah.
But then I would think the whole time the guy was trying to fuck me.
Right, exactly.
So it's like I almost want to be with a female.
Right.
But then I feel females are really judgy on other females. So it's like it's a lose-lose.
Yeah, I guess so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why maybe guys don't want guys, you know.
I had a guy therapist back in Boston. And I would go. And the whole time he would just... Because I turn to humor. So
right.
like when I'm uncomfortable, I pop jokes. When I'm like sad, I pop jokes. When I'm like mad, I pop jokes. It's just like my go-to. And I was doing that in therapy because I was really uncomfortable talking about how uncomfortable this situation was making me. And the entire time, all he did was laugh at my jokes.
Wow.
He never once, I did not leave. I went to maybe 6 or 7 therapy sessions.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't leave without one insight or advice or plan or conclusion. He helped me with nothing.
Yeah.
He told me nothing.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll see you next week. I'm like, you literally just laughed. Like, am I doing stand up for you?
Right.
You should be paying me for this then.
Yeah. They should actually say, well, I think it's very sad.
Yeah.
And then explain to
yeah.
you why. You know, it's not funny.
And there was one time I was like even crying in there and like nothing. He was just writing on his notepad. I'm like, is this motherfucker doodling? Like, what are you doing over there? Tell me something right now, doc. I'm obviously in pain.
Yeah. Tell me something good.
Yeah. Please. Oh, man.
But you're right. I think everybody could use somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
yeah, that's not trying to, like, spare their feelings because they might get hurt or something, you know. But because you can't deal with serious things unless you sit down and you actually talk about it. And that's what's happening with my kids. It's like they were raised by their mom to like be offended or hurt by things that other people say. So,
ooh, that's a bad lifestyle to live.
I know. But every time I want to talk to them about something serious, like, look, my daughter's fucking 29. She's still at home. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to talk to her about it. I've wanted to talk to her about it for years. I've been trying to tell her, you need to be on your own since she was 24. Right? So why has she still not done it, you know? If I was able to get through to her and she actually said, would say, okay, sit down. Let's sit down and tell me what you think, Dad.
Right.
That would have been different, but
yeah.
she's not interested. She gets like, you see, that's why I don't want to like talk to you and shit like that. Every time I touch on a little sore point, you know? So that sucks, you know? And then it limits their lives. You can see if they don't get the guidance, they fucking just stay at home till the 29.
Right.
That's, man.
I was at home until I moved to California.
Yeah.
I was 28.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it's a generation.
If I didn't move out, me and my mom would have no relationship left.
Yeah?
Yeah, we can't live with each other.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was about that time. And
Jeez.
Even at that, when I go home for a week after like 5 days, me and her are hitting a wall.
And with Gabby, does she get along with her?
Oh, they fight. like really bad. Like the fights in my family are like people go for the jugular type fights. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad. So
I've never seen that.
Yeah, like bad, bad, bad fights.
Jeez.
So I was like, I'm good. I mean, I wish Gabby would get her shit together and move out here.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing out there. There's literally nothing where
nothing
we live.
For her, huh?
No. And she's like, jeez. I hate LA. I'm like, yeah, but you hate where we live.
Yeah.
And at least in LA, there's shit to do.
But maybe those are not the only two places she can be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but for what she's trying to do, like, she still wants to be in the entertainment business.
Oh,
she's
does.
Like, still doing her YouTube and stuff, but she could do collaborations.
Okay, so she'll have to like LA.
Oh, my God. You know when the bottom of your hand is fucking itchy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to scream.
It's the scratch damn thing.
Okay, let me just try not to think about it.
Okay, so tell me about Gabby again, okay? Mm-hmm. The thing is, I want to understand, why does it have to be L.A. or Boston? Why can't she decide on some other place that would make her happy? But if she wants entertainment, yeah, she has to be.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only reason she'd ever move.
There's no question.
Yeah, but my parents help her
yeah.
a lot. So it's like she's convinced herself she can't leave.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, whatever, girl.
Wow. No, you guys, you know. Yeah, and she's got a kid, too.
Yeah, so it's not easy.
She needs to move out, too.
No, you know? I mean, she's helping my mom with, because my dad left my mom, so she's helping my mom pay the mortgage and stuff.
Okay, so it's a monetary thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Jeez. That sucks, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my mom to death, but I don't know, I want to live in the same house.
Yeah, I knew I couldn't. I just knew I couldn't. I'm like, I can't do this. There's no way.
Yeah.
Tell
well,
me
song. Crazy,
that song's
man.
Stuck in my head now.
I know. Well, it was stuck in my head because they played it on the radio yesterday. Well, this morning, actually, I heard it on Howard Stern. They were making fun. So that was funny. I get totally distracted because there's so many things going on in my mind.
Well, let's talk about that video that got released of the helicopter trying to make the rescue and the body was spinning out of control.
Really?
Oh, my God. Sam, it's so bad.
Really?
I'm like, that person probably has brain damage.
Yeah. If he's alive.
So
he was
bad.
Just spinning?
Spinning and spinning
oh
and spinning.
God.
And it got faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster.
And he didn't die?
I don't know. I haven't seen the update. Let me type it in and see. I watched the video literally right before I walked in here. And I'm like, that's insane.
Fuck.
And if that person does survive and they see that video, they're suing.
Why? What can they do? You know, I mean, you know, it's things that are unexpected.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
But it's like lift
the
body
thing.
Up, put
yeah.
it in the helicopter.
Right, but I don't know how they lifted it up. You know, listen, you'd like to think that you can.
Poor injured. Poor injured hiker, subjected to nightmarish helicopter rescue from hell.
Oh God.
Oh man, yeah, he was. Spinning. Let's see.
So is that going viral now?
A 74-year-old woman was injured while hiking. Then she got, they put her, airlifted her to safety before it started spinning out of control while she was midair.
Oh, wow. 74-year-old woman?
I mean, she probably shouldn't
There's
be
no
hiking.
There's no way she survived, though. You're right.
I'm looking. I'm trying to see if.
I know all these people that get stuck all the time.
They go, the woman is okay, but she has slight dizziness and some nausea.
Oh my God.
With a lifetime commitment to never ride in a helicopter ever again. Oh man.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
Poor thing. The video is, I was like pissing my pants because I follow my college friend does like voiceovers on Instagram. And he did a voiceover for that. And it was so fucking funny.
Really?
But it was like, if that was me, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
It was like watching someone on the fucking teacup.
Yeah.
You know what a teacup is? That
no.
ride at the
yeah,
amusement
at
park. And it just goes round and round.
It's
faster,
Disneyland.
Faster, faster, and faster.
Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, literally, it was like that. But watching them being dangled from a helicopter.
Jeez. And you can't stop
no,
it either.
No,
what the
nope.
fuck? She'll have a story to tell.
Yeah,
let me tell
and
you.
She got video to back it up.
Yeah, right? For the whole world to see.
Exactly.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know why she was hiking by herself to begin with. I don't know why people do anything by themselves these days.
I know.
It's just like, come on, man. Especially if it has to do with something where you could get injured.
Yeah.
Like anyone that goes on a hike or rock climbing or cliff diving or whatever, go with friends.
Yeah.
Go yeah. with at least two other people. So if you do fall, someone can run and get help so you don't fucking die.
Exactly, you know?
It's like, why you are you going by yourself?
Exactly. I mean, there's nature you can go to by yourself without being lost.
Injured.
Yeah.
With the ability to get injured.
Right.
You can sit like on the side of a lake. And even at that, if you're a female, I yeah. still wouldn't go by myself. Because what if there's a creepy motherfucker at the lake that knows yeah. that you go there every Thursday night?
That's true. As a woman, yeah. you don't want to go alone.
Well, I don't know if you saw the thing that I posted on my Instagram, but it was some girl posted. It was like a Instagram story, so I reposted it.
Right.
And she said, at 2:08 a.m., I had to hop out of my moving lift. Because the guy tried to attack her, but she basically said, this is the warning signs and I hope everybody else takes it. I took the lift home by myself. I was sober. I sat in the front seat, not the back seat, because the child locks are in the back seat, yeah, not the front. So right. you can't put the child lock on the passenger side door in the
right,
front.
Right.
So she sat in the front seat. She said the whole time he was like complimenting her on how sexy she looked. And mind you, that would make me uncomfortable to begin
Very,
with.
Very. You know it's coming.
Yeah.
You know, it's
so
coming.
She said that his breathing got elevated. He started like clutching onto
the steering wheel.
So she said, "Oh, I don't feel good. Can you?" And then she noticed that because obviously the phone is up, so every Lyft driver has to have their phone up.
Right.
And she said that he got off route.
Wow.
So instead of taking like the highway home, which she normally takes, he was taking like back secluded roads.
Right.
So she's like, some shit's about to go down.
Yeah.
So she told him, I don't feel good. Can you please pull over? And instead of hitting the brakes, he accelerated the gas.
Wow.
So she said he like literally was about to go reach for her and she hopped out the fucking whip and started running.
Really?
Yep. She screenshotted his picture. He was like this creepy looking black guy, put his license plate and was like, do not take this ride. And now she's probably gonna sue Lyft for millions of dollars. So
yeah.
For me it's like, we're supposed to be taking Lyfts and Ubers to get home safe,
right?
We're not supposed to be taking them and worrying if we are gonna get home safe or not,
right?
You know what I mean?
I know, but you guys refuse to consider taxi. So,
taxi would probably be the same thing,
no,
Sam.
No.
Yeah, there's still creepy men working for taxi, too.
Okay, but listen, the thing is
you
that...
You don't hear about it because nobody uses it.
But they're licensed, they're bonded, people know. You know, they work with other people. People know about them. They can't hide. But these people here, it's like anybody and everybody's a driver. You know?
And it's like, how are they passing the background checks? How is somebody who's like, he literally is going to rape this bitch.
Right.
Like, what was he going to do? He was not going to let her leave. He was not going to let her leave that lift.
Right, but a background check would not show this if this was the first time he was doing it or the first time that Ava got caught or reported.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's like a little creepy because like there's been so many instances on like Uber and then they'll say this guy has no criminal record. And I'm like, that's wild because anyone who can plan an attack on a female has done it before.
No, but what about the first time that he does it? That's what I'm saying. At that point,
like if he can test it out, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You know, I mean, just think about it. Maybe he got
that job. I'm dying
to
know what happened to this motherfucker, though.
I know. Fuck, man. That's scary,
you
know?
You piece of shit.
Yeah. I'm not really pro Uber and stuff because I understand it's convenient and everything. But you know what? If you want something safe, you go in a cab, which is considered public transportation.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, here... Anybody, you don't know what they put in their car, cameras, whatever.
Anytime
you know?
Someone offers me like candy or water in their car, I say no.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in that candy.
Exactly.
What if you put a roofie in that candy and then I wake up in your fucking basement?
Right.
Like I don't. Someone even said something like maybe a month ago, I was taking a car and I was with one of my girlfriends.
Yeah.
And he was like a friendly guy, like, you know, good personality. And he's like, you guys, I got candy. You want some candy? You want some candy? Like. He's pushing it. We don't want no fucking candy, dude.
Right.
And my friend was like, Danielle, I was like, no, he's asked us like 40 fucking times if we want candy.
Right.
We don't want it. He's like, oh, what do you think? I put drugs in it or something. I'm like, you saying that solidifies you probably fucking dead.
Right.
But he was like adamant. And I had a fucking attitude. I'm like, I don't know how many times we got to tell you we don't want the candy.
Oh, God.
And then I told you that one time I got picked up from the club and I was crying and the guy's like, do you want me to go take you to get ice cream or something? And I was like, no, dude, bring me the fuck home.
Yeah, yeah.
And you backed him up. I'm like, no, Sam, because he's probably a killer.
No, I don't remember what context it was in. I was just asking.
He literally picked
it.
Me up and I like beefed with someone in the club. So I was crying.
Right.
And I live like 5 minutes away.
Right.
And he was like, do you want me to take you to get ice cream? Like, really creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
A thousand times. That's not okay. And that's before I learned about the child lock. I'm just lucky I got home safe.
Yeah.
But, like, that experience, like, woke me up. I'm like, I don't want to ever do that again.
Yeah.
Sure. That's probably, like, around the time I stopped going out.
Yeah.
Because I don't really go out like that anymore, unless I'm with somebody. I'm always with somebody.
Yeah. Be careful. All it takes is once, you know?
That's it. That's it.
I don't know how you can guarantee your safety in these things.
No, you can't. You really can't.
Yeah. Take a bus.
Oh yeah, that sounds safer.
Yeah, right.
And let me get right on that.
So check this out. There's this summer party. It's a Las Vegas summer party, and it's called Sex Island. And apparently, they take you somewhere, and you can have an X-rated vacation.
Mm-mm.
That promises the guests 3 nights of heaven on earth. But of course, it's controversial. And has been labeled as disgusting and sick. For $6,000, guests will be taken from a Las Vegas airport by a private helicopter to a discreet location in the midst of Nevada desert.
Sounds like there's going to be a lot of STDs there.
It's alcohol and marijuana friendly. The guests will be surrounded by 100 women.
So this is for men?
The girl's mission is to please you and make you feel like a king. Well, obviously, how many women are going to go to something like that?
Right.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So if you're interested, look it up. I don't know how you can find it, but $6,000, man, for a lot of fucking... I guess, I don't know, if I had the money, maybe I would do it. Why not?
Yeah.
You get 100 women to choose from, but they're whores. I mean, yeah, I don't know that I could do it.
No, me neither.
If it was just like, you know, people mingling and doing orgies and stuff, maybe I would, but what do I know, right?
Same, what do I know either?
Yeah. So, do you know who Bebe Rexha is?
Yeah.
Okay. She says she has a better sex life now that she's approaching 30. Now, do we need to know that? Is that, like, important? I'm trying to think of, like, why we need to know that. But
we don't need to know that.
Yeah. She says, you know, a lot of times women are meant to feel bad about turning 30. And I'm like, honey, I'm a better lover now than I was 10 years ago.
Which I agree with her.
And she added, I'll fuck you so good you don't even know, so don't even try. She told this to People magazine.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay, girl.
Yeah, you go, girl.
You go,
right?
Girl. You tell them how you're going to fuck up.
Yeah. She says, my manager's going to kill me, but you know what? It's the truth.
Yeah, her manager's probably like, what the fuck?
She's proud of being sexy. Yeah, I mean, she's very sexy, my God. Who is she?
I have no idea.
Really? But you've heard of her?
Oh, no, she's a singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a singer.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Her father pleads for her to stop posting stupid pornography videos. He describes as pornography after her newest music video was flagged on YouTube as sensitive.
Wow. Hers?
Hers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maybe she's going through something.
Who knows?
Yeah, it sounds like maybe she's like just, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel her. Like, I hit 30s and it's like, my sex drive is through the roof, but I'm not out here like, I'm going to give you the best sex you've ever had. Bleah.
Right.
You know?
Well, maybe she's driven by a lot of estrogen. Maybe some testosterone, too, to talk like that.
Yeah. So maybe she just had some really good sex the night before her interview, and she was just like, I threw it down in the bedroom.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. So I was watching a movie called The Philadelphia Experiment. Have you heard of it?
Is that when they're in jail?
No. This is about what they're doing is in modern day in a lab and stuff. They have all these machines and everything, and you realize that what they did is they're sending things in time and bringing things from the past into the future. Into the present. So, for example, a ship from World War II suddenly ends up on the top of a skyscraper in New York. And you go, how the fuck did it get there, you know?
So doesn't seem like my type of movie. Like
fusing each other. Yeah, it's a whole new thing. But, yeah, it's a science type of thing. You wouldn't like it.
Yeah, not my thing. Yeah. Nope.
But I kind of like it.
I should have watched a movie.
I can never finish a movie because they bore me halfway through. I don't know what the hell's going on. First-time mom dies hours after giving birth to twins.
Oh, that's awful.
Is that like awful or what?
Yeah.
Wow. They're cute too. But imagine giving birth and then dying, man. Shit. Well, I guess she finished her, her journey this time around, you know. Maybe they had to grow up without a mother. That's their
awful.
Destiny.
That's awful. That's their
destiny. Yeah, to never know your mother, right? Jeez.
Can we, like, not do depressing news
okay,
right
let's
now?
Not do depressing
yeah,
things.
Yeah, it's like, come on. How about everybody's this man? Mood just went me.
Okay, how about this man who swallowed a coin at a party? He swallowed a coin, and he says, my dad thinks I'm an idiot. In fact, I think everybody thinks he's a fucking idiot. It got stuck in his throat, you know? So
did he do it on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No one feels sorry for
so
him.
So he's an idiot, right?
Yep.
Okay, there you go.
No one feels sorry for him.
There's also a story about this passenger sitting on a seat at the on the airplane, horrified to find out that there's vomit all over the fucking seat. And on the fucking wall and everything. Pretty gross, but I mean, this guy got really pissed.
I would too.
Yeah, and he was upgraded to first class or something. Business
yeah,
class.
Yeah, but then he sat in vomit. So the whole flight in first class, he's going to smell like vomit.
Right.
I'm like, you guys are giving me free flights for the rest of my life. Or at least for a year.
Yeah, something like that.
That's trauma. If I sat in somebody else's vomit, I'd be traumatized.
Yeah, me too.
But how, as a grown-ass man, how do you not notice vomit on your seat?
Right, and they're showing pictures where you can see it all
I don't want to see
place.
It. I don't like vomit. I don't like vomit.
No, that's just like a white stain they're showing, but who cares? Yeah, we don't want to picture that, but I'm just saying, again, with the fucking airplanes, man.
Right.
Not attractive at all, you know? Not attractive at all. What movies are coming up this week? Do you know any new ones?
Dark Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix, that's an X-Men type of movie, right? Do we really give a shit?
No, I'm going to see it.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, it looks like they have a hot chick there, but I don't know what else.
She's from Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. And finally, where did I want to go? Oh, with Madonna, I guess... some of her new music was leaked.
Oh, I didn't even know she was coming out.
Yeah. Her music was leaked and she's really pissed off. She says, I feel raped. Which I don't blame her.
I mean, because you make if it's leaked, people aren't you're not making money off that.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, you don't want to release it before the date
right.
that you mean to because you want to create that big hoopla, you know,
exactly.
where people can actually buy it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. One thing about the internet is people steal things so easily from other people.
They sure do.
That you do feel raped. I mean, I know that when people
hence why you follow someone who's not me,
right.
pretending to be me. They steal all my pictures and videos.
Right.
And they pretend to be me.
Right.
It's like, the internet is just a really bizarre place.
Yeah.
And it gives people a gateway to be bizarre.
It does.
Like, it gives people ammunition to be a piece of shit.
Yeah, because they're anonymous, and it shows you people are the worst.
Yeah.
People behave a little nicer when they know people are watching them and know who they are,
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. Well, we'll finish a couple minutes early because I do have to go and attend.
Where are you going?
I just need to actually attend to the show that's coming up next.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I'm going to my sleep study or something.
No. Which reminds me, though, remember the other day we had the guest with the white teeth and she told you she got it from Amazon and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So she sent me the thing. I ordered it. I'm getting it today. I'll tell you how it is.
Yeah.
And then you can, for $25, man.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You know, you get two syringes and the light that accelerates it, you know. So it might be good, you know, because I know you asked her for it. So I thought I'd get it from her, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, I just said her teeth were white. I didn't ask her for it.
Oh, because she said, oh, OK. I thought maybe I said give it to us after the show.
Because I just got my teeth whitened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta wait like a. I gotta wait at least 8 months to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to lose enamel and up in this bitch.
Right.
My teeth were so white that my coworker just went to the guy that I went to.
Yeah. See, but the thing is, you're still young. Also, your teeth haven't stained and.
No, I drink a lot of coffee and wine though. I drink wine like every day.
Right.
Like every day.
It doesn't matter. Still, 30 years is not 60 years.
Yeah, true.
But I'm
1,000%.
Yeah, but I only need it for the bottom, so that's fine because my top is veneers, and that doesn't work with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't need to whiten veneers.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, but I didn't make them too. Maybe I should have made them really white, like she had them, and then always keep them that white, you know? But people said it looks too Hollywood, you know?
Yeah, everyone has veneers that are extremely white.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fake, right?
Some look really good. Others look really bad.
Yeah.
It really all depends about your face structure.
Right.
Like, I've seen some girls that have really, really fucking good veneers. Like, they look good.
Yeah.
And then I've seen people that have veneers, and it's like, ooh.
Yeah, terrible,
You should have stuck with your teeth.
Yeah. All right, folks. That's our observation and recommendation for today. Stay with your own teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And we're your humble servants. And we'll be here tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.